They're not going to deviate, says Tommy Curran. That was yesterday on Jones and Mego with Arcan. If you want to find the full interview, it's up on YouTube. Check it out. No Mego today. We did our final show yesterday. Myself, Arcan, and Mego. Two of us here again today.
Our Viking funeral.
Well, is that today or is that yesterday? Which one's
yesterday
technically
the... Yesterday was the three of us, our Viking. This is our Viking funeral.
So we pushed her out on her own iceberg,
mm-hmm.
and now the two of us will...
Yep, you're next. Your iceberg floating over to 10 to 2.
Yeah, actually, that's true. You're not really leaving. You're just shoving out icebergs.
I'm just
that's
moving
true.
On over. Finally, my plan has come to fruition. All these 2 years, I've been plotting behind the scenes to get you two out of here. And it finally
worked out. That is true. So, look, I keep saying this. If you're unfamiliar with what we're talking about, there's a lot of different places you can seek it out. It took him a couple of days, but Chad Finn wrote about it in the Boston Globe. So you can read it there. We have a press release here. At WEEI. We've talked about it a couple of different times. We talked about it with Mego yesterday. Arcan and myself talked about it on Wednesday after the Red Sox game. So seek those out on the Odyssey app. There are lineup changes here. I'll start Monday with Keith at 10 o'clock. And Arcan, when are you and Andy rolling out the new venture?
Well, there is a doubleheader on Monday, so we'll be starting on Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yes. There you go. So get ready for that next week. How about the Viking funeral, as Arcan said here, with a little homage to Mego. And her question there to Tommy Curran. Now, I find that to be a frustrating answer, and we talked about this yesterday, and I'm not frustrated with Tom. I think he's passing along what he's hearing and how he understands it, and I get that. But I am frustrated with the Patriots and there being no way that Drake May can beat out Jacoby Brissett. Like, that's annoying. I think a lot of people were surprised that Brissett, Jerod Mayo announced today Brissett's going to start the final preseason game on Sunday against Washington. I think people were surprised at that. I'm not. You know, he said earlier in the week, everybody who's healthy is going to play. And so I assume Brissett would start the game. I still want to see a lot of Jerod Mayo. And if Brissett looks like garbage and May plays well, or I'm sorry, a lot of Drake May, and May plays well, I still hope he can win the job. But Tom's saying no. A lot of people are saying no. And I think I'm done fully trusting them when it comes to this quarterback competition because a lot of them thought Brissett had separated. And Brissett was the guy. And I don't think that's the case. But Arcan, I want to get into something different that you brought up yesterday. We actually got untracked a little bit in the 4 o'clock hour because the Patriots had a long practice.
Right.
We got sidetracked, or Tommy Curran had to move back in the show. And so I had some stuff planned that you sent that we never got to yesterday. And I think it's very interesting. You did, and I hate this phrase, but I'll use it. You did a deep dive.
I did.
Dove
deep.
You did. You did some research on rookie quarterbacks over the last decade
mm-hmm.
and how their teams have fared in year one with a rookie quarterback. What'd you find out?
Well, I found out that there are a lot of examples of this over the last 10 years. There's 23 different, and I went by not every quarterback that was drafted because a lot of them didn't play. Well, not a lot of them, but a few of them didn't play right away. Like Watson didn't play right away. Mahomes didn't play right away. Trey Lance didn't play. Tua got benched. You know, there was like a couple of other examples. So I tried to limit it just to guys who started right away and were playing most of the season, or even if they didn't start right away, they played a good chunk of their first year. And there's 21 quarterbacks who fit that mold. And going through it, you add them all up, the average change for a team drafting a rookie quarterback and then playing him is plus one win. So it's a positive thing, generally. Now, there's a lot of examples where it was negative, and we'll get to some of those, but in general, over the last decade...
Just to streamline that, the team drafts a quarterback,
mm-hmm.
they improve by one win by playing a rookie quarterback in year one.
Yes.
Okay. So they get better.
They do.
Not necessarily a ton better, but they get better.
On average, yes. A lot of teams didn't necessarily get better, but most of them did. And I think the average there, like most of the things here, it was like two wins. And that was offset by some of the teams that got worse. The Panthers, for example, last year, Bryce Young, that was a 7-10 team, and then they dropped to 2-15. The opposite of that was C.J. Stroud and the Texans, who went plus 7. They won 3 games the year before and bumped that up to 10-7 with Stroud starting and playing all year. There's a lot of examples of teams getting worse. Justin Fields and the Bears, they went from 8-8 to 6-11. You have Josh Allen, that was a 9-7 Buffalo Bills team that went to 6-10. His rookie year, Sam Darnold and the Jets. Jared Goff, that team got worse. That Rams team went from 7-9 to 4-12 his rookie year. So there's examples where it wasn't. But generally, you got some pretty good turnaround. C.J. Stroud, Baker Mayfield, that Browns team was 0-16, and they were 7-9 the next year. Jameis Winston and the Bucks plus 4 wins from his year. And even Mac Jones went from a 7-win team with Cam Newton to a 10-win team with Mac Jones. So overall, I think what this tells you is that even if you're drafting a quarterback who's going to go on to be much, much better, or even not much better, like Jameis Winston didn't have a great career, but no matter what, it's not a huge dramatic turnaround either way most of the time. If you're picking high, it's because you had a bad team, and the odds are you'll continue to be kind of a bad team anyway with your rookie quarterback. And for a lot of these guys, they got off to slow starts and then became elite quarterbacks like Josh Allen and, you know, some of the other names I just gave you. And that, I think, is your best-case Drake May scenario here, if he plays this year, which I'm not even sure that he will. But if you do, it's not like some death sentence for your team general.
You're not sure he'll play this year? Or you're not sure he'll play
sure
right
he'll
away?
Not sure he'll play enough to
be one of these quarterbacks.
Right, yeah.
Got it. So, again, you're talking about the year one turnarounds. And on average, you improve by a win. And I will just say, you're doing team totals. I'm not trying to screw around with your numbers, but I'll just point out that Bills team was 6-10, Josh Allen's rookie year, but I think Allen was 4-5 as a starter. So I think they were trending to be better than that, but Allen got hurt, and so he didn't play the full year, his rookie year, which maybe is a red flag in your mind about Drake May. You don't want to get him hurt. But here would be my point.
Still, though, that was a 9-17 the year before. They were 4-5. It still would have been a downgrade.
Well,
if they
potentially.
Kept on that
pace. I mean, let's see. You just said the quarterbacks get better in the second half of their rookie year. So potentially.
Sometimes,
Allen wasn't as bad as a rookie as people remember. We were just so jaded because we're used to watching Brady and, you know, Josh Allen.
And Bill
is,
didn't like him. And
yeah, and Josh Allen, right. And Josh Allen's just a different kind of player. I mean, he's so toolsy. And we looked at it and we're like, it's never going to hit. And it turns out it hit. He hasn't won a Super Bowl yet. But if that's the standard, basically every quarterback in the NFL sucks for the last 20 years outside of Brady, Mahomes, Peyton Manning. Like, no one else is even good. And so he hasn't won a Super Bowl yet. And he hasn't won an MVP yet. But he's gotten MVP votes. He's clearly a franchise quarterback. And the Bills didn't ruin him by playing him year one. You just said it. The team got worse in the Josh Allen scenario. So did the Rams. The Rams got worse by playing Jared Goff.
And then they were in the Super Bowl the next year.
Did they ruin either of those quarterbacks?
2 years later. No, definitely not.
Okay, Josh Allen's fine. Jared Goff is on to a new organization, but he made a Super Bowl with the team that drafted him. Okay?
And he's been good with the Lions, too.
And he's been even better in Detroit.
Yeah.
True. You were a Goff guy. I wasn't. Goff had a very good year last year. Bryce Young is the other name on the list. Let's see where that one goes. You know, let's see. I would largely write him off as like a franchise quarterback. I think he's going to have a bounce back year. That doesn't mean I think he's a franchise quarterback, but Carolina got 5 games worse last year.
Mm-hmm.
He could be Jared Goff. Jared Goff looked lost and ruined as a rookie. Let's see if Bryce Young bounces back or if Carolina, quote unquote, ruined him.
Yeah, there's a couple other examples, too. Like, we mentioned Mac Jones. He's gone.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson, that Jets team got 2 wins better. They went from 2 wins to 4 wins after his rookie year, and he played a lot. So, you know, sometimes it looks like, okay, well, you got something here, but then it all goes to hell after that.
Yeah, so those are the big drop-offs. And I'm telling you, out of the big drop-offs, 2 of the 3 guys weren't ruined. They ended up being franchise quarterbacks for the teams that drafted them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I don't think there's much downside in playing a rookie, even if you do take a step back, which would be hard from being a 4-win team last year. And some of the steps forward you just highlighted. You could have a C.J. Stroud. You could have a Baker Mayfield. This team, it's in the range of outcomes, to me, where you go from a 4-win team and one of the worst in the NFL to, if you hit on your quarterback, you're an 8-10-win team and you're in the playoff mix. That's in the range of outcomes. Maybe it's 1%. Maybe it's 0.5%. Maybe it's 5%. We can debate what that percentage is.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the range of outcomes. It's happened before with bad teams playing a rookie in year one. It's happened. And so I don't really see the downside. I don't. In playing Drake May. Even if he doesn't have a great year, he won't be ruined. Like probably people thought Josh Allen was ruined. And people thought Jared Goff definitely was ruined. And they probably think about Bryce Young right now. Ruined. You're not going to ruin him. If he can play, you're not going to ruin him. And you may catch lightning in a bottle. And if not, maybe you improve by a couple of wins and you're more watchable this year. There is a range of outcomes between being terrible and being a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be okay with this being the Justin Herbert rookie year. 6-7 wins, something like that. You're better, and it looks like you have a franchise quarterback. That's not perfect.
They went from 5-11 to 7-9.
Yeah, that's not the dream. That's not what I want to happen. That's not a best-case scenario. But that's a good scenario. We would feel good about that after this season. You're competitive. The offense is watchable. It looks like you're on to something with a franchise quarterback. So I think that's interesting research, Arkan. Do you think it makes it any more compelling that the Patriots will play Drake May early? Because I'm
I'm not overly worried about that. I'm up and down, back and forth on if he'll play week one. I'm not worried about him playing early in his rookie year, meaning like week four, week five, week six, that range. By the beginning of October, he's going to be the starting quarterback. I'm pretty confident in that. I still think week one's in play, but they should, based on this research, which is the last 10 years in the NFL, we don't have to go back to Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. We certainly don't have to go back to Joe Montana.
Mm-mm.
Recent 10 years, last decade in the NFL, where things are trending. Not irrelevant data points from 20, 30 years ago. Recent data. It tells you should play the rookie.
Yeah, I think so. And I've thought that all along. I think if you're going that high in the NFL today at number three and you're a four-win team at the bottom of the league, then there's really no reason not to. And maybe, you know, maybe he goes out there and it just doesn't work and he just can't do it and the offense isn't good enough and they have to cut him loose in a couple years and move on and try again. That's the reality. I mean, that's the reality for a lot of teams. A lot of the teams that I just sort of listed off there, I mean, those quarterbacks didn't stay on those teams. And that's the way of the world, especially when you're not a very good roster. And there's exceptions, obviously. Houston last year, big exception. There's been exceptions to that. But I'm not guaranteeing or even putting my money on the fact that the Patriots are going to be one of those exceptions. I just don't think so. As far as what you're saying about when he's actually going to play, I agree. I don't think it's going to be week one now, although I still think there's a chance if something happens this Sunday. But Chad Graff has an idea. Did you see in the Athletic? He said that if things don't go well, contemplating letting May take over for the week five game at home against the Dolphins would where he'd maybe make the debut if he continues to show strides and if Brissett sucks in the first four games, which, let's be honest, that's a tough first month, and he's probably going to have issues out there, and he's had issues already. So,
yeah.
I mean, that seems like a reasonable time to do it.
I think a lot of people have honed in on that stretch. Yeah. Week five, week six. I think a lot of people have honed in on those home games. You don't start them on the road. You don't start them early in the year. I'm with you, though, and I know you feel this way, and you guys can jump in. It's 617-779-7937. We'll get all your thoughts going into the final preseason game as well. What do you want to see? What's at stake? How much should May play? Why is Brissett starting? All that again at 617-779-7937. But this idea that he'll be ready week five, but he's not ready week one, to me is stupid. That's dumb. And you might not be sure he's ready right now, but you're never going to be sure. You're never going to be sure he's ready. Never. And the quarterbacks he's compared to, I've said this a million times, the quarterbacks that Drake May is compared to, Justin Herbert and Josh Allen, the teams didn't think those guys were ready. And they were wrong.
Mm.
They were wrong. The Chargers didn't think Herbert was ready to start week two. And if Tyrod Taylor didn't get stabbed in the lung, he wouldn't have started week two. They were wrong. He was ready. The Bills didn't think Josh Allen was ready. Nathan Peterman was so bad week one of his rookie year, they got him into the end of week one, and they started him week two. And they didn't ruin him. Turns out he was just fine. So I would lean in. If you have week five circled on the calendar, what are you afraid of really in the first month? The Bengals are probably going to destroy the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I think Seattle's a very winnable game. Home opener. I don't think Seattle's that great. Flying from west to east. I think week two is a very, very winnable game regardless of who your quarterback is. But I think you can win it. I like your chances better if Drake May's out there. Week three is the Jets. They stink, but it's a good defense.
Yep.
The Niners week four, you're getting smoked. I get being afraid of the Niners defense. I don't really think the rest of it is all that daunting from Drake May's standpoint. The defenses he's going against and getting run off the field. The Niners game is the combination of an offense that can blow you out and a defense that's going to beat you up. The Bengals can blow you out. They're not going to beat you up. I don't think the Seahawks are going to run away from you. I think it's a winnable game. The Jets might beat you up, but they can't score.
Right.
So I don't think the first month is that daunting. I would lean in on playing in week one, but I'm very confident.
We're on to Cincinnati.
I'm very confident. Thank you, Bill. I'm very confident he'll play by week five or six. Like, I am very confident in that. He'll play early in the year, and you'll have another data point, Arcand, in all your research, because I think he's going to play early.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I hope that you give him the chance to at least go out there and have a season. I don't think there should be a season where it's Jacoby Brissett with Drake May occasionally coming in at the end of, like, blowouts or something like that. You know, you've seen sometimes rookies do that. I don't think that's the move here. I think May is already, even with his inexperience, even with not having played a lot of college games, all of that, And I was dubious on him, so I feel like this is big of me to even say. I thought that he looked not great. I thought that he looked very good, much better than I was expecting him to look in that game last Thursday. I just think that was an eye-opener.
You don't even like him.
Yeah, I'm not a big, you know, like I didn't want them to do this year. I thought this didn't make sense to bring a rookie quarterback onto this roster, and I still stand by that, by the way. But he looks like he's better than I expected him to be. I thought that he was going to be just in way over his head and not have the equipment, you know, to be able to go out there and do it. But either way, the bar's so low. You put May out there, even if it's not perfect, and it's not going to be, even if it's not C.J. Stroud, even if you're just something like even Mitch Trubisky his first year in Pittsburgh. Like, you're talking, or where did he go? Chicago, sorry. Even if you're just Mitch Trubisky, like, no one's going to be out there scrutinizing Drake May in a way that's going to be unfair to him. I think he's going to get a ton of leash from the fans, from the crafts, from everybody. That's better for Jerod Mayo to have him out there. It's better for Jerod Mayo, I think, to have Drake May out there, unless he gets hurt.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
I do. I think so. I think that if he's out, so long as he's out there, even if it's not going perfectly, you know, he can sort of look at him and say, hey, guys, come on, he's the rookie. And look, he almost, he got out of trouble
there. I disagree with that.
He had a nice throw. The guy dropped it. Like, there's going to be more leash for May than there would be otherwise, I think.
I don't.
Really?
No. If May's terrible, the whole future of the franchise is like that's the worst thing for Mayo. And I wonder if that's part of why they're slow playing him. And I think that's a mistake. But I wonder if that's part of the factor there. Meanwhile, let's listen to Jerod Mayo from earlier today. I found this to be interesting. He was asked a variety of questions. Who's starting on Sunday? Who's playing on Sunday? We got some window into his coaching philosophy, motivational messages, some thoughts on, you know, players who are standing out at camp, all this. But he ultimately got into the two traits that stand out to him in a quarterback. Here's what he highlighted.
To me, the top two things, mental toughness and just competitiveness. Those are two qualities that I really look at, you know, with quarterbacks. I can't sit here and tell you, unless it's like a Philip Rivers release where, man, that release is kind of weird. I don't get into the technical stuff like that. But for me, evaluating a quarterback or any other player, but especially the quarterback, they have to be mentally tough and they have to be able to just bounce back from all that, you know, the adversity that they're bound to see.
Okay. He wants two things, and he highlighted those two things there. He wants the toughness and the competitiveness in a quarterback, which I can get behind. And I don't know if that's a vote of confidence for Brissett. I'm not really sure what that is, to be honest. Is that, well, how did you interpret it? I'll start by asking you. Do you interpret that as it's not about the skill level, it's not about the talent, and so he's talking up Brissett there? Or do you look at it and say, yeah, I don't really care if you can, you know, run the offense at peak efficiency. I want to see a quarterback who's tough, a quarterback who's competitive, and a guy who's going to fight through it. And maybe he's highlighting the rookie there. Which way did you lean?
I thought I was hearing Brissett, and I understand that was sort of what he was getting at there, but I also think it was just familiarity. I think that's such a big theme with this team right now, is just things you're familiar with, things that you have already seen before. Drake May is as new to them as he is to us, so I mean, that's sort of the point, I guess. You got Alex Van Pelt, who's worked with Brissett before, Mayo, who knew him, you know, back in the, and has seen him play in the league. I think that there's something that they're really looking for, and that's why they re-signed all their own guys. It's just the familiarity of players who know the system and know them and can interact with them and kind of put one foot in front of the other. And that's sort of what I took away from most of Mayo's comments today, is that, you know, Brissett's familiar, and they're right now see a lot of value in familiarity.
Okay. You can jump in on this. 617-779-7937. I thought it was half of a vote for Drake May, to be honest. Like, I hear what you're saying, and maybe he's leaning in on the vet. I hear him and say, oh, well, as long as you're tough, as long as you're competitive, as long as you keep getting up and, you know, not getting knocked out of the game and fighting through it, then that's a guy I want to lean in on. And I think Drake May should have a chance. I've been, you know, well-versed on that, and I've said it a million times. I still think he has a chance. If Brissett looks like trash on Sunday night, and he might, he's looked like trash most of this offseason. And he had a decent day today. I saw some of the numbers today. I think it was all at half speed, so I don't know how valuable the numbers were, but both he and May had a good day today, it sounds like. Curran gave them both a B-plus yesterday. But Brissett has largely looked like trash, which is what he's been in his almost decade in the NFL. If he looks bad and May looks good, there's going to be a loud drumbeat to play the kid. And I still think there's a chance he plays. What do you guys want to see on Sunday? And furthermore, what's at stake for this team on Sunday? Roster spots, starters wise. You can jump in on that at 617-779-7937. We are off and running here today on Jones and Arcan. No Mego. We did our final show with Mego yesterday. Who is doing trending? It's you, Joe. Joe Braverman with all the latest in trending, and we're right back.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.